The Dharma Lars Podcast with Ralph and Ben.
Welcome to the Dharma Dome, bitches.
Hey, everybody. Hey, buddy. It's the Dharma Lars.
I'm Ben.
I'm Ralph.
And we've got producer Ryan here, and yeah. We're very happy to be here.
We're very happy to be here.
It is.
It is a podcast about Lost. It is Ryan's birthday.
Hooray! Kind of.
And it
happy
is.
Happy never thought, dude.
And because of that occasion, it is also the second anniversary of the Dharma Lars.
That's right. We started recording sometime around Ryan's birthday 2 years ago.
Yeah.
With an episode that was largely about Bernard and Rose.
Our first episode was about SOS and then some other episodes.
Yeah.
And our first anniversary was about DOC.
Which is a good one.
And this one doesn't have an acronym.
This one is not acronymical.
Boo.
Boo. Earns.
Up your butt, Brian K. Vaughan.
You know what? They knew. You know what? It was the writer's strike. I bet there will be an acronymical episode in 4 episodes. So, yeah, we've got nothing really special planned, but I think you had something?
Yeah, we've been doing the karaoke for a while now, and for our second anniversary, one of our favorite podcasters, they sent in a karaoke for us this week.
Very cool.
So we're very, very excited to hear that. Stick around to the end of the show.
Stick
and
around.
That'll be awesome.
Keep sending us karaoke submissions, people.
I do want to talk about Lost Season 3 being released as a score CD.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, this is like a big deal because a lot of people have been waiting for it for a long time.
Like you, especially.
Yes. And bonus, because we've waited so long, it's 2 discs.
Nice.
The first disc is going to be the best of Season 3,
okay.
Which is what they've been doing for Season 1 and 2.
Uh-huh.
The second disc is the complete score to Through the Looking Glass.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that cool?
That's a 2-hour episode.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
So it's actually like getting a complete score CD. Like, those things are rare.
Yeah.
And so, it's a 2-hour...
Very nice.
...episode. With the score is not going to be 2 hours, but still.
For some reason, right now, like, I didn't even think about tracks. I was like, wow, that's got to be a long track. Yeah, they can probably put tracks on it, even though it's just 1 episode.
Yeah, they can have tracks on it.
Break it into a song.
Also, for those of you in Southern California, on May 10th, the composer of Lost, Michael Giacchino, along with other composers, will be doing a CD signing in Burbank. So check out that. I don't know where to put the link.
Somewhere.
Yeah, we'll put up a link. Check out dharmalars.net or I would say my other podcast, but I don't really advertise that much. But I guess you can check that out.
Yeah. It's on the MySpace. You put a link on the MySpace.
Oh, it's on our MySpace blog. There you go.
MySpace.com/DharmaLars.
There you go.
So, yeah. What you been up to, man?
Same old, same old.
Yeah, class and everything.
Class and work and being a working class guy.
You are a working class dude.
Yeah, not a whole lot. What about you?
I am going to a street fair in Upland tomorrow.
That's cool.
It's the Lemon Festival. It's the Liz Lemon Festival. Yeah. So I'm hoping to see her. She's been on a buttload of magazine covers lately.
Probably because she's good looking.
Of course, yeah. What?
Probably because she's good looking.
That's a major portion of it, I would imagine. Also, I assume she's got like some good people helping get out the word for her movie.
Yeah.
Ryan says she's on the cover of Scar Digest.
I read a review on Any Cool News that they said that Baby Daddy was like a stillbirth.
Oh, clever and devastating.
Yes. Apparently, it was that rough.
Like shit sandwich.
Yeah.
It's good when you can integrate a funny little joke or a pun into your review that tells people.
I don't think shit sandwich is a pun.
It's not a pun, no.
Shark sandwich.
It's not a pun, exactly. It's more ironic than anything else. No,
it's totally ironic.
Let's not go there.
Now I know the definition of ironic.
I know you do. What else? There's a. We're gonna go see Sarah Marshall this weekend. Maybe we might do that like afternoon, but it depends on how much sangria I have I might go see the inside of my eyelids if I have too much sangria for lunch. Which is also got a really bad review on Ain't It Cool News. The inside of my eyelids.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah.
Kind of brought me down.
Shit lids.
Inside of shit lids.
So I know you're really interested in what? Huh? MLB The Show. Yeah, I've been playing that.
Yeah, that's a good video game. Ralph got that for the PS3.
Yeah, if you guys have PS3s, get MLB The Show 2008.
It's really well rendered. It looks awesome.
Yeah.
The gameplay is, you know, it took me a while to adapt to it maybe, but it's pretty simple.
Considering it's baseball and there's a lot of aspects. But yeah, Rex Hudler is one of the announcers.
Yeah, Rex Hudler, the Wonder
Dog.
Which
is cool for any Angels fans out there.
Yeah, he does that. Well, he did a lot of the TV for the Angels for the past couple of years.
Yeah.
So that was cool for us. And the Mario Kart Wii is coming out. Are you going to get that?
I don't know.
Because if you get that, we can play.
I don't know.
I'm going to get it.
I'll play it at your house first.
Okay. I'm going to get it. Mike says he's going to get it.
Okay. Well, then I'll think about it.
Okay.
Think about it. Yeah, I don't know what else.
I got an awesome album this week. It came out on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah?
The Flight of the Conchords. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was really good.
That's good.
I mean, it's just the songs.
Do you know all the songs?
What's that?
You know all the songs.
I know all the songs, exactly. Yeah. And it's just the songs from the show. But I re-recorded, I'm pretty sure, because they sound totally different. It's lengthened and like remixed and engineered and stuff.
Remix.
And it sounds really good.
Cool.
Very funny stuff.
Cool.
So get that Flight of the Conchords album.
Yeah.
I have tickets to go see them in June.
And, you know, you could take your album to Burbank and get it signed by Michael Giacchino.
Ooh. He did the score for nothing that they've done.
Yeah.
Giacchino!
It's true. Anyway, you want to talk about Lost, dude?
Fucking A, I want to talk about
Lost.
All
right, let's talk about Lost. What was this episode called?
The Shape of Things to Come.
Which number was it? 9.
4X09.
Cool. The Shape of Things to Come. What does that mean?
It means that
this is what the shows are going to be like now?
Yeah, I think that, and I think
gunshot and an explosion? That's new.
I think the double meaning is that, yeah, they're ramping things up, but also that because of them changing the rules, which Ben seemed to allude to a couple of times, it's shown that it's now a different game, or they're moving into a different style, and that's the shape of things to come.
Okay.
Or it could be Smokey. He's in a lot of different shapes.
Yeah.
I fucking liked this episode.
I liked it. Stevie really liked it. I thought it was good. I mean, yeah, it was awesome.
It was cool to have Ben Linus episode. I mean, it would have been cool to get more of his past, but they're not doing the past so much anymore, unless they want to freak you out.
It seems like his past is pretty...
Well, we still need to know what happened between him and Eyeliner, why he decided to kill everyone. There's a lot to learn about Ben Linus.
Mm-hmm.
But this episode, he's just straight up badass. And more I'm getting the idea that we're going to find out that he was right all along, but he was still an asshole about it.
Yeah.
I mean, he let his daughter die.
Yeah.
And he was telling the guy, you know what? She's literally just a pawn. I'm going to let you shoot her. Mm-hmm. The guy did. But that did affect him a little bit, but he's still... It affected him a lot, but he's still very driven.
Uh-huh.
And he's still fighting towards whatever his goal is, whatever it might be. We still don't know.
Yeah.
But that was awesome when he went into the fucking cave there.
Is that the magic box?
It could be, but he did say not to take it too literally.
But no, I'm not saying literally that is a magic box.
No, but he utilized...
Is that room what he is calling the magic box?
Either that or whatever the island. If you could use the magic box anywhere on the island or something, I think he definitely can do stuff.
Yeah.
Even though we think he's not talking to Jacob right now,
mm-hmm.
or maybe never, I think he still has a connection to the island.
Yeah.
And I thought it was cool that he and Locke and Hurley had to team up like that. That was cool to see.
Yeah.
And I talked about this on my video reaction, but I like the idea that, you know, we have the picture of now, we have the picture of 3 years from now, and now we're slowly seeing how the pieces move in between.
Mm-hmm.
Like Sawyer giving up on Locke and going back to the Jack camp.
Yeah, well, we don't know Sawyer's future.
No, we don't. We don't know anyone's future that's not on the, that's not the Oceanic Six.
Yeah.
Do you think Ben time traveled when he asked her what year it was? Ryan says yes.
Maybe he has time traveled.
Maybe he didn't that time, but he hasn't. So he has to keep an eye out for it.
He's aware that he's time traveling. Maybe he's not sure if he's doing it correctly because it made it seem like he thought he was supposed to be in 2005 and she confirmed it.
Yeah. So, okay, that makes sense. He was wearing one of Marvin Cantle's jackets. Yeah. It's a Halifax on it.
Yeah.
And the station was new, some sort of vortex looking thing.
What's that? I didn't see the logo.
The Dharma patch was totally new.
You get to watch that shit in HD, so I don't. I miss stuff like that.
What, Ryan, were you trying to say what it was, or just it was like circles, like concentric circles inside the Dharma? So it looked like it was just even more of a Dharma logo,
kind of like the time tunnel.
Yeah, exactly. In color,
that's interesting. and Marvin Candle or Halifax had a jacket for that station. So
yeah, but he
we could I, see another.
We could see another orientation video. Yeah, exactly. That'd be cool if just out of the blue we have a Marvin Candle episode.
That'd be cool.
Really neat. I'd watch that.
like you're not
like I'm not going to watch
Marvin Candle. I'm out of here.
I'm going to turn Lost off tonight. Is that Freddy show still on?
Oh man, remember that from 2 years ago?
Yes, I do.
5 minutes of Freddy.
5 minutes of Freddy. What else happened? I thought Claire was maybe dead.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, wow, that's crazy that they wouldn't even give us, like, a last second with her. It'd just be like, oh, by the way, remember seeing Claire, like, 4 weeks ago? Well, she's dead now.
I didn't think she would. I knew they were going to show her maybe alive, because you don't just blow someone up and not see them dead.
Yeah.
Usually when people die on the show, you see them die.
Yeah, exactly. You watch their dying moments.
Yeah.
But Alex totally died.
Yep.
And that was also unexpected.
Yeah, she died in the head.
I guess what was cool about that is the last episode, I totally thought she was meeting up with Ben's people.
Mm-hmm.
And so did she, obviously.
Yeah.
And then to have it turn out, no, the SALT team's on the island already.
Yeah.
It's great to see Ben swing into action and grab that shotgun from under his piano bench. Like, and Sawyer was like, what the hell? This guy's armed?
But Sawyer was, what the hell? You're giving me this?
Yeah, exactly.
That was awesome.
That was a really cool moment. What do you think about all that shit with Faraday and the doc, like finding that doctor?
Faraday just needs to tell people stuff because it's making him look like he's withholding stuff. Like, you know what I mean?
He's looking evil, not like just following secrets.
Yeah.
You know what? I think it's a funny coincidence that the three people in the world that know Morse code are all around this island. Bernard, Faraday, and some dude on the boat. The only people that still know Morse code.
Yeah. But Bernard Herrmann. Bernard's awesome, though.
Yeah, Bernard's pretty cool.
And Bernard Herrmann's awesome, too.
Help! Help! It's a body. I need principal cast members, please.
Principal DeWitt.
You know what? I did not... the principal DeWitt one kept coming. I did not realize that Locke had brought so many randos until they started dropping like flies. More randos!
Hey, Sawyer, what's going on here? Boom!
Hey, what happened to
that
guy?
Did you hear that gunshot? Boom!
Oh my god, I came with you guys too. Shot.
Cleaning house.
Like, okay.
We only have room for our primary characters now.
You know what?
Start filing out around this corner, everybody.
Everybody. The thing is that there was the whole thing about people on the internet saying, oh, how could we never see any of these other people that are on the island? So they do the Nikki and Paolo episode, and everyone says, we hate this episode. We hate Nikki and Paolo.
Yeah.
So now Kusloff's like, fuck it. There will be no randos. That's how we solve it. It's like having the entire senior class of Bayside High die, except for the ones that we know. And then it's like, now it's justified.
Yeah.
They're alone.
I think if I'm a rando on Lost, I would definitely hide behind picket fences because that shit's bulletproof.
I know.
Plus, Sawyer. Tom Skerritt's a really big guy, so I could get behind that.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Picket fences. Picket you ever see that one?
Yeah. I was trying to remember the broad's name.
I know from things.
I know from things
that maybe hiding behind a barbecue with a propane tank.
Not the best idea?
Not the best place to go.
Oh, because you're worried, like, if they shoot the barbecue, then the next time you use it, all the smoke's going to come out, and your food won't grill correctly?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. That's not a good place to hide.
And you explode and die.
Oh, what? Hey, the doctor on the ship. Is that the guy from Ed Wood?
Which one?
The chiropractor that takes over.
Oh,
Bella?
Dr. Tom? No, yeah. It's not Dr. Tom.
It's not Dr. Tom? No. Okay.
Hey, it's Dr. Tom.
Hey.
Hey.
He's very much alive. And
hey,
living in
Kathy.
Santa Monica.
You look in alignment.
I just...
That's how he introduces himself to the group.
I know I've seen that doctor before.
I swear I saw that doctor.
Hello. So that was really cool.
Yeah.
The doctor's fine. And then what did Faraday say? So another one of his cryptic things about you just don't understand what's happening, and I do, but I'm not going to actually tell you.
Yeah.
Because I'm fucking Daniel Faraday.
He shouldn't say stuff like that.
No, he shouldn't. He'd be like, he should be like, they say the doctor's fine. I don't get it. Just... Sorry, guys. I'm no physicist.
I don't know, dude.
That was super. I called it. Like, when he was on the radio, I was like, the doctor's still there. But that is like the opposite of how we were thinking the island worked, right?
Oh, man.
I don't want to get into. I'm not going to get into math again. It's not time travel, but
it's time skewing.
It's not time skewing. Is it twins? It's twins. It's always twins.
It's always the Force.
The info on the DirecTV said that
it's twins.
It said that it was twins. So don't bother watching anymore, folks. It's just twins. That's the whole secret of Lost. It's not flashbacks. It's Jack on the island and his twin on the mainland.
Oh, good. So we can actually worry about him being sick?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, what the hey?
I don't know. Oh, no, Jack's sick. And he's fine in the future, so I'm not going to worry about that.
Yeah. It's kind of like watching the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles, which, first of all, you know he makes it to be regular Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
And then beyond that, it's narrated by old Indiana Jones.
Uh-huh.
So you know regular Indiana Jones is safe.
Yeah.
There's no actual danger. You just know that he's going to lose his eye at some point.
Maybe Jack gets sick and has to be in a tent for a while so he can go do pickups for Speed Racer.
Maybe that's it. I could just see Kate or Juliet diagnosing him with that. Jack's sick. He has to do pickups?
He's got to do...
He has a severe case of the pickups.
You just got to breathe into a bag when you get that.
It's complicated. I think he also has some ADR.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yikes. Well,
I'm stuck on an island, so that's tough. That's very tough. Hurley, I like where Hurley's going.
With Locke and Ben?
With knowing that the best answer to that situation is to go with them and help them find the cabin, which apparently now he's accepting he can do.
Uh-huh.
But he's like, also, I'm going to catch up with you.
Yeah.
I thought it was an interesting dynamic. Did you notice that Sawyer calls him Hugo and Hurley calls him Sawyer?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they both are people that have nicknames that are as legit as their regular name, if not more.
Yeah.
Like, I know Sawyer would prefer to be called Sawyer.
Yeah.
I don't know about Hurley. I think he's okay either way.
Mm-hmm.
John Locke calls everyone by their real name.
But Sawyer's been, like, really nice.
Yeah.
Like, calling Claire sweetheart and,
yes,
and saving her from a burning building.
You know, when the chips are down, you know that's what's going to happen. Like, when he has time to plan or time to hate himself, that's when he's going to make people hate him. But when shit's happening, his first... Like, running after... running and, like, tackling the guys when they're fighting.
Uh-huh.
Or just, like... He always snaps to it.
Yeah. I kind of feel bad for Sawyer because they didn't let him in.
Yeah.
Yet, it was cool to let in Miles.
That's true.
Like, how weak is that?
They're very weak. That's a good point. Oh, man, Sawyer, they don't like you as much as they like Miles. Miles.
So much.
So, it's a lot of furniture moving. It was a good episode if you like watching furniture move.
Yeah.
Just, it was great tactically. Like, this was a good episode to show them playing Risk, considering uh-huh. how Ben went.
Were you fooled at all whatsoever?
Not in the slightest.
They try so hard.
And I said Risk, even. Like, they clearly weren't playing Candyland.
Yeah.
They might have been Chutes and Ladders.
But they definitely weren't talking about some event on the island.
They weren't talking about actually dying, which is funny because that line with Hurley saying everyone's going to die was totally in the trailer from, like, 3 weeks ago or whatever.
Oh, yeah?
As, like, edited to be dramatic.
That's funny.
I guess they can't just show the risk board and have them say that. That would not be a good trailer either.
Yeah.
But
do you know how to play Risk?
Yeah.
Is it hard?
No, it's fun.
Oh, no, I didn't ask if it was ask if it was fun.
Sorry. No, it's not hard.
Okay.
Is
it fun?
It's fun for a given value of fun.
Okay.
Like maybe also be drinking or be shit talking on each other.
You move Roman numerals around. How fun is that?
Well, you can have guys. You have little dudes now.
Oh, okay.
It's V fun.
Ooh, that's five.
Yeah. You knew that.
In Roman.
I've played Risk. I played Risk with Mike and with John Moreno.
Oh, geez. This sounds real dorky.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to give you a context.
Okay. I like dorky stuff.
Seems like the kind of thing that Ben Linus would enjoy. I'm
pretty sure I have a lightsaber on top of my entertainment center.
That's a good point.
So, can I bring that and hit the Roman numerals with it?
I think that would make for an interesting game of Risk.
Well, if I'm playing Risk, I'm Han Solo.
I would let you be Han Solo in a game of
Thank
Risk.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Thank you.
I think Hurley has a point. I think Australia is the key to the game of Risk. No, Ryan? Asia. But you have to go...
Ryan says it's the opposite.
Ryan says it's the opposite, but I'm saying if you can stay in Australia and build up your armies, then you can sweep through Asia, and you always have your place to fall back on. Maybe it's not the only strategy, but it is a strategy.
Now, this is a person who has never played Risk in his life.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead then.
I was reading online, and according to the online synopsis, it was that if you fucking take Australia, you're just a sitting duck for when people build up their troops and then come in and wipe you out.
Huh. Well, so, I'm not one to argue with online. I've been in Australia before, but I don't think I've ever won Risk, so I'm not one to talk either, apparently.
Yeah.
A Vegemite sandwich. That's the best part about controlling Australia, is you can make all those down under jokes.
Uh-huh. And you can make fun of Kiwis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can be in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
All New Zealanders are descended from monkeys and convicts. No, that's Australians. I have totally misjudged you guys. I thought you were Australian.
I love that episode.
Gino
did the score to that.
That one. The guy that Flight of the Conchords episode is in this sketch comedy show called Human Giant.
Oh, yeah?
It's on MTV. A bunch of big names have been on episodes, like Will Arnett and stuff.
Yeah, I think they're in league with the UCB guys.
Yeah, I've put that in my queue.
That's cool.
I saw one episode because it was like free on iTunes. It's good. Rob Riggle.
Another, I like Rob Riggle.
Guest star. Anyhow, there's a television show called Lost, too.
Yeah. What do we got?
I'm almost done, I think. Not much time to weep for Rousseau. She still could be alive.
Yeah, she's still alive.
I think Rousseau's still alive, but Carl's dirt. I'm really excited about the finding the cabin crew. I'm really looking forward to that.
You're not excited about the Jack is sick crew?
No, I'm not. And that's going to be next episode because you know they switch back and forth.
Yeah.
Really cool to see how Ben did the long con on Saeed.
Yeah.
Do you think he killed Nadia?
Maybe.
So far, every time Ben convinces someone about Widmore and every time Widmore convinces someone about Ben, all they have is like a piece of paper or a picture, and they tell you who that person is and what they've done.
Yeah.
And it's not, to me, it's not ever enough evidence, but I understand. I guess it's a TV show, you have to encapsulate the drama.
Maybe he didn't kill her, but he was a Widmore guy that was hanging out, and he's like, hey.
This will work.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was cool. And then his creepy little smile that like he did when he got Locke angry that one time.
Yeah.
The creepy little Ben Linus smile. Love it. Emerson's really strong.
Yeah.
Best character on television. Really good casting.
So, it's going to be Saeed pointing the gun at Penny.
Yes. And Desmond will be there.
Yes.
And that'll be dramatic as fuck.
Yep.
And then we had the big confrontation between Ben and Widmore.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you've got to know that there's something going on if he can't act against him directly.
Now, Ben talks about changing the rules.
Yes.
I'm wondering if Ben may have been in league with Widmore, and then Widmore decided, you know what? You don't get this island anymore.
Something like that, or maybe they literally are playing a game, just a high-stakes, real-life game. Mm-hmm. Because they clearly, he had him right there. He could have shot him. He could have shot him in his bed next to his McCutcheons.
Yeah.
If he wanted Widmore specifically dead. But if it's like, okay, this is what we're going to do for control of the island or whatever. Mm-hmm. These are the rules. It's really strange.
It is.
But it's very tantalizing. It's cool. I would like to see what happens with it.
Yeah.
I know that it was cool that Widmore said the island belonged to him.
Mm-hmm.
Whether through investing in Dharma or his connection with the Hanzo family, at least at auctions, but that he lost track of where it is. Does the island move?
I don't know. Maybe Ben Linus is the one who hid the island?
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe that was his play?
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
I really like this show.
Yeah, I think that...
I liked the show when it was just like, hey, look at this doctor guy. Whoa, you mean it turns out that this happened to him?
Yeah.
Whoa, you mean Locke used to be in a wheelchair? That's crazy.
Yeah, it's at the point where those guys don't even matter.
It doesn't, like, it's...
That's not part of the game.
Yeah, I really liked the show when it was just about, like, learning about characters. And now there's this crazy plot and all this dense mythology.
Which is great because we've learned everything we need to know about the characters.
Yeah.
And
now it's plot.
Now it's totally still interesting.
Yeah, exactly. So I could have stood for more Ben flashbacks, but I really liked the Ben flash forwards, which all take place roughly 10 months after the current island timeline.
Okay. Yes.
Because it's October of 05, and the island is now pretty much January of 05.
Yeah.
I would say, because they were really close to Christmas a couple of weeks ago. So it doesn't matter necessarily, because we don't really know. We still don't know where anyone else in their flash forwards, what time that is. So we can't build a timeline, but I guess that doesn't matter.
Suns has to be around that same time.
Suns?
No, or a little bit sooner than that.
Suns has to be a little bit sooner because of the date of conception.
Yeah.
Kate's, that baby is big. I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's later.
But how long do you keep someone in custody before finally prosecuting them?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, well, is there anything else you wanted to talk about this episode? Music-wise, I think
Jimmy doesn't have a thing for us today.
Okay.
So keep an eye on darmalars.net and the iTunes feed to check out the Lost Score by Jimmy, hopefully soon. Musically, it was great. There was a weird musical terms, but there's like a weird like kind of off-key or off-tune version of Desmond's Penny's theme.
Ooh.
During the conversation between Ben and Widmore.
That's cool.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like in Every Man for Himself, I believe, was the episode where Ben Linus has Sawyer looking at the second island, and he starts talking about her.
Yes, and then
they play Kate's theme.
Yeah.
So G. Keno's cool.
Very cool.
G. Keno's cool where he drops stuff like that musically. And you were mentioning about Dharma. Maybe Widmore may have been funding Dharma.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, I hear that same theme that's played during the Dharma videos and films played while the freighter guys are hanging out. So
cool.
So G. Keno's, what I'm calling G. Keno's theory that part of Dharma somehow.
Yeah, that's right.
Is still out there.
He still believes that.
Maybe I'll ask him.
I think
that if I get to ask him a question, I may ask him that.
That'd be cool.
Keno. So, but no, I really don't have anything else.
I guess, you mentioned the freighter guys, and it reminded me that Ben had that guy's whole profile memorized.
Yeah.
Ben is like...
Classic Ben Linus.
Classic Ben Linus. Crazy, like, photographic memory. And then beyond that, he had his passport, which we'd seen previously, that apparently got him crazy hooked up at that hotel.
Yeah.
Like James Bond in Die Another Day.
Yeah.
And then... even additional resources, when he got into that other hotel, he had a key for the elevator.
Yeah.
So Ben is hooked up.
Yeah.
He's got, Widmore is extremely rich and powerful, but there's nothing to say that Ben isn't on the same level.
Well, it was Penny who said, with enough money, you can find anything.
Yes.
So that's Widmore's stance.
That's Widmore's position, yeah.
Is he has the money to do what he needs to do.
Right.
Now,
but for some reason, Ben has nearly unlimited resources too. Magic box,
yeah,
probably.
So it's it's money versus it's like man of science, man of faith, but it's it's man of money, man of
magic. Even science of faith. Ben has faith in the island, and Widmore can only like buy armies and technology.
Yeah,
like he can buy Magnus Hanzo's ship log.
Yeah,
but he can't talk to Jacob.
Yeah,
so yeah.
We need to get these two together.
Yeah. That would be extraordinarily bad. All right, so what's the next segment, though?
The next segment is us. I mean, we could do it next week on Lost if you want, because I watched the preview. But
I did. Let's do it next week on
Lost. All right, let's do it next week.
We know the title?
Episode 4X10.
The donkey who had a birthday.
Hey!
We're pretty sure that's the title. Oh, that's not to do
that's
with you, Ryan. Sorry.
It's DWB. DWB.
DWB. Yeah, they did an acronym for us. Ryan's all sad now just because I mentioned birthdays and donkeys, and he loves donkeys so much, and I didn't get him one for his birthday. Donkey! Did I toast a little bit on that one? Gordon Ramsay is a loud gentleman. It's not my fault. Next week on Lost, Jack gets sick.
Yes.
Jeff Fahey shows up to help Sawyer and his crew. Which
and
it'll be interesting to me. I know Fahey's like driving the helicopter, but he doesn't seem entirely sold on the assault team aspect.
The helicopter was missing, but
on the boat.
But Frank was still on the boat.
Oh. Yeah, you're right.
So
he must have.
Maybe we'll find out what happens.
Yeah, well, or maybe he'll just be there.
So is it a Jack episode next week?
I think it's a Jack episode. I think I
have we gotten a Jack episode this season?
Yeah. No.
No.
No, you're right.
He was in Hurley's flashback.
You're right.
So
yeah, this is the first Jack episode, which is insane.
Yeah.
Ah!
We haven't had a Locke episode.
Flashbacks?
You know why? You know why?
What?
We haven't had a Locke episode yet.
Why is that?
Because it's going to be the big reveal that flashes before their instructions as a flash forward.
And they have to save that for sweeps.
Yep.
So Ralph can watch the episode and get them more ratings.
And I could yell at every single person in this room.
There's something. I read something. I don't know if it was like the DirecTV description of it or like somewhere online. But I think it's like it even takes into effect the events following the crash. Like immediately following the crash. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if Jack will be like hallucinating and thinking about that.
Like that, maybe they actually show the crash.
Maybe. Yeah. Or yeah, exactly. I think it would be cool to see the crash.
Wait, were you reading like a recap show?
I don't know.
Because those recap episodes always say survivor surprise. They're survivors from a plane crash on an island.
No, I don't think it was that. But I started thinking about it would be cool to see maybe Jack's perspective of the crash again. But this time he's like flashing back to it and it's wrong. Like Ben Linus is there or like that dream sequence that Locke had in the Sweat Lodge.
Yeah.
Like, and he doesn't know he's flashing back. It's happening to him again. But he starts thinking, like, something happens differently than it did the first time. He's like, this is weird. This doesn't feel right.
We'll see that. If that happens.
See
if that happens next week.
That's not even speculation. That's just me doing fanfic, essentially. Sorry about that.
Yeah, but you state it now, and then if it comes true, then you can fucking gloat the shit out of it. Like, further instructions.
My shit is going to gloat.
Hell yeah, dude.
All right.
So you want to deuce it out?
I do.
All right.
Nothing's changed since the last time we recorded.
Is it happening? Okay.
Deuce it out, bitch.
All right. So here's the deal.
What's up?
This is the end of the show.
This is the end of the
I don't have an idea of anything to back
up that
statement.
You don't have a deal?
No, I don't.
So thanks for coming along on the for the shape of things to come. I'm really happy to have Lost back. It's cool to talk about.
Yeah, what do we have? 4 more episodes and then like a 3-hour finale or something crazy like that?
Yeah, but the 3-hour finale is split across 2 weeks, I believe.
Yeah. An hour.
An
hour and then a 2-hour.
Yeah, 2 weeks later, 2 hours.
So
yeah, that makes more sense. But
If you guys like what you hear, look at Ben talking on darmalars.net.
That's right. You go to darmalars.net, and we do a little video diary. Right now, we're mostly doing it for our immediate knee-jerk reactions of the show, but you never know what might pop up there.
Yeah.
put Procrastinate Education on there.
Yeah.
No problem with that, right?
Maybe during the next hiatus.
Yeah. So give us a call, 206-338-4261.
And we'll play your call at the end of the episode, during this episode.
Theories, reactions to our show, to the other show.
Which French fries are better from restaurants than other French fries at
McDonald's.
Restaurants?
Wendy's.
I believe Dre said McDonald's. I don't remember.
My two are McDonald's and Wendy's, right?
My two are In-N-Out and... I don't like Jack in the Box. They're too
Ryan's
potato-y.
Two are In-N-Out and Jack in the Box.
I like In-N-Out and Wiener Schnitzel.
I think we look for different things in French fries. No. At least I know that In-N-Out is a different kind of French fry than the French fries at McDonald's and Wendy's.
Yeah.
They're better. I'll admit they're better in terms of quality.
Yeah.
When I'm going for a French fry,
But we could leave the French fry discussion to you.
Yeah, you guys talk about
that. If you want to join our French fry discussion via email, send us an email at dharmalars@gmail.com.
That's right. Using your hands.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much all I have, guys. Yeah, we're running out of shirts, and as soon as they go, you know, they're gone because the guy is already working on a new design.
Yeah.
I've already had people tell me like that they wish they could get this design in their size.
Yeah, shopsalmonade.com is where you can get those, or just hit the link on dharmalars.net.
That's right. Those shirts are sweet. I'm really looking forward to the new design.
Yeah, I can't wait.
But
other than that, that's it.
That's it, guys. So that was our second anniversary show.
Yeah, and stay tuned for a special karaoke from one of our favorite podcasting duos.
That's it. All right. And well, thanks, Ryan. Thanks, Ralph. And thanks, everyone else. Hasta la vista.
Some motherfuckers are always trying to ice skate uphill. I've done it before on my first show and our first anniversary, Ryan. So this
is
a special one.
Some motherfuckers are always trying to ice skate uphill.
Some
catch you at a bad time.
All right, guys.
All right.
Dharma line.
Hey guys, I drank some fine whiskey tonight, and since I figure it's like a drunk line for you guys, where you just call when you're drunk, I was gonna call. So that's what I'm doing, and I don't know what to say, or anything. Lost is in 2 weeks. Returns in 2 weeks. April 24th. Kevin Johnson. 4, 8, 15, 16, whatever. But, just wanted to leave you guys a message and let you know that I'm sobering up a little. And I should be back in top form tomorrow in time for lunch, or brunch, as it's called. So I will see you guys, or at least hear you guys, later. So, that's it. Good night, and good luck.
How do I reach these kids?
Hey, Dharma Lars, or Lars, we're on hiatus still, right? Lost is back on soon. This is Al up in Montreal. Just want to tell everybody that if you want the Dharma Lars t-shirt, you should head over to shopsabinate.com. Go ahead and get yourself one. They don't have very many left. They have some for the very small and for the very large. Because as soon as you finish buying them all, they'll make some new ones, and I'll be able to get one that fits. All right. Until next time, goodbye.
Hey, Dharma Lars, this is Karen from San Francisco. I just watched the episode of Lost, and it was amazing. I think that the new station that you saw in Ben's jacket is so the time-traveling station, because it's all swirly and time-travel-y, and he had to ask what year it was, which in my book means that you time-traveled. Also, all I kept on thinking about when Ben went to his secret lair was Legends of the Secret Hidden Temple. Yeah, that show. It really reminded me of that. Well, I was just thinking about you guys all week because I've been watching Walk Hard all week, and I've been laughing hard all week. Can't wait to hear your podcast. I love you guys. Bye.
I can't believe it. They killed Sally Slingshot. I'm so depressed. She was crazy go hots, and now she's dead. And you know, I'm sorry, but I may have to kill Penny myself, and that's really sad. But yeah, she's gonna go down now. That's the only thing that can be done. Yeah. I'm going to go cry and drink.
That son of a bitch. That son of a bitch killed. I got to finish watching this. This is Jake from LA. I'm going to go.
Hey, Ben and Ralph.
This is Ralph and Ben.
From the Lars.
And we are very happy at your two-year anniversary.
Way to go, Dharma Lars. You guys did it.
Congratulations, guys.
And for today, we are going to sing to you guys.
That's right.
Because your Lost podcast is so awesome.
We think you deserve it.
So anyway, here we go.
Hello, Ralph.
Hello, Mr. Cox.
Ben from Cox.
From Walker. So, it's the middle of the afternoon. What do you want to do?
I think you know.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold him tight, gonna grab me some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of the cold, dark night? A little clearer in the light of day, and you know the night is gonna always be anyway.
Thinking of you's working up my appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together makes a spark ignite. And the thought of rubbing Ralph is getting so exciting.
Sky rockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
Afternoon
delight.
We did it.
The backup singers were late.
Afternoon delight.
Now this
morning feels so polite. I just thought a fish could not be caught, it wouldn't bite.
But I've got some bait and I'll wait my try. Maybe a little
afternoon delight. Sky rockets in flight.
Bang!
Afternoon delight.
Afternoon delight.
Yeah, sounds great. You know this next part?
Afternoon delight.
Yeah, we do.
I do.
Oh, this is the instrumental breakdown.
Of course, no.
No, I'm loving this part. Yeah, this is a little breakdown.
I play the steel guitar on this, everyone.
I'm playing the copper guitar. Please be waiting for me, baby,
when I come around.
There you go.
We can make a lot of love before the sun goes down.
Seeking up your
bitches. We're getting
tight. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight.
Rubbing sticks and stones together makes the sparks ignite. And the thought of rubbing round is getting so exciting.
Sky rockets in flight.
Boom! Afternoon delight.
Oh, yeah.
Afternoon delight.
Repeat chorus.
Afternoon delight. Afternoon delight.
I like the song because it's about me fucking you and vice versa.
Right, like in the afternoon.
Afternoon. Afternoon delight.
Why would you want to fuck at the nighttime? No, really. We can keep going.
You can fuck in the... Well, but they make a good point. The night will be there anyway. And everything's clear. It's, you know, you fuck in the afternoon. You get afternoon delight if you're, what you're saying to your lover is, I don't mind looking at you while we fuck.
Well, then, this works out perfectly.
It works out perfectly for us.
All right.
Happy anniversary, guys.
See you next year. Why am I waving to the computer? All right. Sounds good to me.